It's time for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. Thanks for tuning in. You can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and other listening platforms. Share if you like what you hear. You can find out more about me and what I do at beingfreenow.com. So there are times in our lives when we feel helpless. It may be a specific moment of fear or panic, or it may be a period of time or a phase of experience that we're going through that feels out of our control, and we're more or less paralyzed because we don't know how to change the condition we're in. At these times, we might just simply succumb to depression and feeling victimized. We might also take a bit higher road and recognize that time might change things, and so we can just do our best to be patient. The idea of time healing things is a good way to shift out of a sense of helplessness to the point of at least recognizing that there is hope, that something can act upon things for a better result than we're seeing. But I think there might be an even better way than just staying still and waiting, something which isn't always easy to do anyway. It's a shift from victimization and paralysis that we're doing when we're trusting in time, but it's still not really active. And we can be active, even when we feel helpless. There's a question we can ask ourselves, whether in crisis or just in uncertainty at some point in our days and in our lives. The question is, what can I do? We often get so very caught up in the very big, daunting thing that's going on, and that mesmerizes us. We feel stuck in what we can't do, that helplessness I was talking about. But let's remember that we can shift that can't to a can, because there is something you can do at any moment. There may be some way you can open your thought up to be willing to hear new ideas or take steps to remedy our situation. We may not be able to fix the big picture, but maybe we can do some small thing. We can call an expert for some advice. We can start brainstorming on some possible options to either correct the problem situation or to move in another direction that might also be possible. If there's a huge project that comes up and we feel it's beyond our capabilities, we can ask ourselves, what do I know enough to do right now? Or maybe how can I learn more about what I need to know? Where can I seek some guidance or information? Or how can I turn what feels like helplessness into an opportunity to maybe learn something new, to grow, and also to begin to trust? And that leads to one of the most powerful things we can do when we're feeling helpless, even in a very challenging situation that can cause us anxiety. We can be still and know that God is with us, as the Bible says. We can pause and recognize that there is a higher power that's not confused or panicked. There's a source, a guide, a comforter that we can lean on. The greatest way of gaining a sense of control, I think, is to release the controls to the Almighty, that wise one who is also goodness and love. We can, for example, do like Elisha did when there were chariots surrounding him. Listen to this story from 2 Kings. And when the servant of the man of God, that's Elisha's servant, was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servants said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And Elisha answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. Elisha could have felt helpless, but there was something he could do. It was to trust, to believe, and to be awake to what was really going on. He saw that God was on the scene, that there were more for them than against them. And he also prayed. He prayed to make sure that that servant of his, who was frightened, could be awake to their safety as well. This was what Elisha could do. Those chariots that are surrounding us at times, coming at us, seeming more powerful than we have the capacity to fight, those are not greater than the forces that support us. They are more than the thing. What we have on our side is more than the thing that wants to make us feel backed into a corner. There's a power, a light. And when we listen like Elisha did, we can wake up to what's possible. And just maybe we can quell someone else's fear too. And that's a good action step. I find when I'm getting stuck, that's a really good action step. It's to get off of myself for a minute and say, how can I help? What can I do that might make me less of a liability and more of an asset? How can I step out of what's troubling me and help someone else? This is a positive action, and not only does it help others who may be in need, like we may seem to be, but it shifts us into activity, which is healing for us as well, because we begin to see that we are not helpless, but helpful. And this already changes the mindset. Operating from that standpoint, we start to see ourselves more free and not so stuck. We see God in action with us and with others. And what may feel like a mountain that won't move is reduced to something that, if not completely flat and easy, is at least manageable one step at a time. And we can always take one step. We can do one thing to help ourselves and others. It can be as small, yet as powerful as a change of thought, an openness to possibilities, a decision to pray, a decision to breathe even, to trust. It can also be just a choice to step away from the problem, take a walk, for God's sake. Perspective can be so helpful. And a thought that isn't focused on the can'ts is ready to see the cans, what is possible, and maybe even an opportunity for growth and for grace. I hope that was helpful. I honestly found that doing these podcasts, thinking about what I can share with you, is often a way for me to shift out of the occasional feeling of helplessness, whether it's over something personal or something going on in the world. I'm reminded that there is something I can do, something I have to offer in some small way right now. So thanks for listening to these podcasts. I'd love to hear from you. If you want to share any thoughts you might have or ask me any questions, you can reach out to me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I feel really blessed that you let me come to you each week with these ideas that are on my mind and in my heart, my small offerings. Have a great weekend, and I will see you next week.